Listen up, soccer moms. Last week, Real Madrid signed an Argentine prodigy named Leonel Angel Coira to a one-year contract. The club is betting that someday he'll be mentioned in the same breath with his countryman, Leo Messi, who plays for rival Barcelona FC and is perhaps the best player in the world. Messi will have to wait a while, though. Young Leonel is only 7 years old. We asked Tim Stannard, who writes for soccer publication 442 magazine, to explore the issue with us. He joined us on Skype from Madrid. Welcome, Tim.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
So why would a team want to sign a seven-year-old? I mean, why not wait until he's older or maybe even a teenager?
Well, everyone's looking for the next big thing, so even if it might take 10, 12, 13 years. And perhaps to give an example of the best football player in the world, and some will say Leo Messi from Barcelona. He was signed at the age of 13, and they brought him into the youth academy, and he made his debut at the age of 17. It's a low-cost gamble. Of course, there is cost involved in looking after the kids, coaching them over the years, but whether you want to keep the player to become a homegrown superstar, it's priceless. Or indeed, if you eventually end up selling on the player, it can be an enormous benefit on your investment.
What type of contract do you assign a seven-year-old to? And will Coira get paid?
He won't get paid, no. During the day, he'll be being educated as normal. And then afterwards, he will go to the Real Madrid training center with 200 other kids. Real Madrid, of course, have their very famous first team, but they have under-18s, under-17s, under-16s. And you will have hundreds and hundreds of kids below.
So what about the kids who don't make it? There are going to be, you know, it's 101 chance or 1,001 chance that they might make it. Is there any debate in Europe about whether, you know, you're putting them in a special academy, spending all this time training them, and then what do they do if they don't make it?
They may not make it into the first team of their club, but it doesn't mean they still can't make a very good career as a professional football player at another club or lower down the leagues, but a smaller one. Barcelona and Real Madrid and a club like Manchester United are the three biggest, most famous and best clubs in the world. So to get to the very top is immensely difficult. It's actually a very, very lucrative business for smaller clubs. If you sign a youngster at the age of 10, 11, 12, bring him up, you can actually sell him on perhaps at the age of 18, 19, 20 for a huge profit. In fact, that's actually how some clubs survive.
Does anybody in Europe ever complain that this is exploitation?
No, it's never really come up. It's seen as a tough for the kids who get rejected. And when you hear managers, they do say the hardest job in the world is when they have to bring in youngsters into their office and say, sorry, you've been with us 6, 7 years. You're not going to make it in our first team.
Tim Stannard writes for the soccer publication 442 magazine. Thanks for talking with us, Tim.
A pleasure.